Hi, with Niall McGuinness, Real Manager. We've just had a successful question and answer session with a number of supporters looking at the season ahead. For those supporters who weren't able to make tonight's meeting, do you want to give a couple of the issues that were raised tonight, Niall, in terms of what you're looking forward to for the new season?
Yeah, we just talked a little bit about sort of our ambitions as a football club and for the team moving forward into the new season, and just areas where we maybe can improve and strengthen in, and talked about sort of maybe some new additions that we may maybe looking to bring in this week. But no, it was good insight to give the fans sort of an insight of where we're at and what we're aiming to achieve.
And there were a lot of positive comments tonight from the supporters about how pre-season's gone so far, and a lot of positive comments. The team seems to be scoring more goals than last season, and it looks like a team that's got goals in it this season. In terms of, are you happy with the balance with the squad?
Yeah, it's been good. I think we scored 13 goals in 6 games, I think, now. So, we've scored goals from different areas of the pitch. It's not been that one out-and-out number 9 that few people have talked about this evening, but we have scored goals from out wide and from midfield, which we knew that when we put the squad together, myself and the coaching staff, that we were going to get goals from different areas, but we are still trying to nail down that clinical number 9 that most sides look for.
And there are a lot of comments as well. There seems to be a good team spirit developing with the lads in the team. You know, a lot of good mixture of local lads and players with experience. Are you happy with how the players are gelling so far?
Yeah, I think I'm more than happy. That I didn't expect it to be going as well as it was in terms of the squad. There's a good unit being built there and a good team spirit amongst them, and they're looking after each other on the pitch, and there's a good sort of atmosphere away from the pitch as well. And it's nice to see sort of honest lads that want to work hard together, and it just shows, like, in end of games, they're always, so far they've always been in the bar talking and letting the fans know their faces and things, which I think is very important at a football club.
Last Sunday you missed out on the big match against Liverpool. What was the feedback from Matthew Jones regarding how the team played?
Yeah, I was gutted I missed it, but now from what I was told, that struggled a little bit first half. Liverpool played through us quite a lot and sort of got in behind, and there were some good goals and could have been a couple more, but I think when we found the right balance and the lads settled a little bit more and we made a couple more changes, the second half was positive. He talked about we created chances, which isn't easy to do against a side like that. We obviously scored, and probably could have scored a couple more, but on the other foot they maybe could have scored a couple more as well, so it was quite an even balanced second half. But at the end of the day, they're Liverpool Football Club. They didn't send sort of 16, 17 year old lads down, they sent their sort of under 23 squad that's got a lot of potential that'll probably play in the Premier League over the next couple of years. So it was just a great experience from the lads, and just to see how much it meant to them, it's made me happy for them, really.
Looking ahead for the weekend, we've got Morecambe coming down to the Corbett Sports Stadium on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. Again, what's your thoughts ahead of that match at the weekend, and what you're looking to from the squad for that match?
Yeah, we're going to break it down now. We've 4 games to go. We'll break the squad down, so it'll be a case of players having to work even harder to make the squad, whereas previously we've took big squads and rotated. Morecambe are going to probably, in my eyes, bar the Liverpool, be our biggest test so far. If they bring their full strength side with sort of the level they're playing at, and it's going to be a good test of fitness again, and it's a chance for us to see where our fitness is at compared to full-time teams. But I do believe that